Shalom Uvracha, Vaisai Bez Hashem, we're learning in Simon Yud Chesiv Beis, Shin number 51, Zman Tzitzis, the time for putting on the Tzitzis. And the Mechaber tells us here in Sif Beis, Sadinim Sheets, Afa Pisha Odom Yoshin Behem Babaiker, even though a person sleeps with the sheets Babaiker, in the morning, so the understanding is it might be like a beged, a garment for the day, a day garment. Sadinim afa bi shodam yoshin behem babaiker, ein matilin behem tzitzis. You don't put tzitzis on your sheets. Says the Mishnah Brura in Siv Katin Ches, on the left side of the page. So the understanding is that your blanket is really more for the night. It's a night, we'll call it beged. It's for the night. Right? By day we are awake, by night we sleep. So you'll ask me what happens if you take a nap by day, which is common also. But that doesn't create that's what it's ikar tashmishay for. It's not his main purpose for the day. His main purpose, I take a look, right? We're not in our beds now, right? We're out of the beds. It's daytime. That's what he means. It's called ksus laila. It's called a garment for the night. Ach lefizeh, lahaya poter ak laharosh. Now, as we said earlier, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, we said this yesterday, right? Then you would only be exempt according to the Rosh. But according to the Rambam in Sif Aleph, the Ksus Laila Chai B'Yoyim, that the Ksus Laila, the garment of the night, is Chai B'Yoyim. The Ksus Laila is Chai B'Yoyim, is Chai. Then you would have to put on tzitzis on your sheets. How do you like that?
Sheets consider beged?
So
sheets are beged.
So that is part of a discussion in of itself. When is a sheet considered to be a beged? So there's the question and discussion which we can continue seeing over here, is that, which is the next line really, is that it could be if you're just putting it on top of you, that's not really called a beged. Okay, however, I do want to bring us back to discussion in the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis. And the discussion is like this. We said, what should a person do if he's sleeping, taking a nap in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, let's say you're hot and you don't want to keep your tzitzis on. So if you take it off, when you wake up, do you make a new bracha? So one of the eitzas that the Mishnah Brura has is to take your tzitzis, your talis katan, and put it on top of you, let me on top of your blanket, and use it as like a blanket. When he says in doing that, so then you're still, it's like you're, to some degree, you're still like wearing it. Now, that would be very good if, let's say, halal, which is the discussion we'll have in the next line, putting on top of you is what would require you to put on tzitzis. But as Tzemach just pointed out, are you really wearing it? So there's a bit of a question on that approach. So look at the next line over here. Others say another reason why you don't need tzitzis on your sheets. Now, obviously, we're talking about a case where it's four corners. Your sheets have to be four corners. If it's not four corners, there's nothing to talk about. So we're not discussing, you know, like, let's say you take an elastic sheet for your bed, it goes around your mattress, and you use that as, let's say, a blanket because it's hot. That's not a question. That's round. By definition, that is round.
What if, like, a chuppah or a tent? It's four corners and it's above you. You put tzitzis on that?
No, but that's it. You're not wearing that, right? You're not wearing a chuppah.
But you're under it.
Okay, yeah, but here the shaila is that it's directly on top of you, right? It's not. That's not. I don't think anybody's going to call a chuppah over your head. That's more like an umbrella. You know, if you have a for argument's sake, if you have a square umbrella, you're not wearing your umbrella. You don't have to put on tzitzit.
So what's the point? Let's say the chuppah was that. You're already wearing tzitzit. You'd have to put on another pair? What are you saying? You should put tzitzit.
If you wear a four-corner garment.
Even if you're ready.
If you really, yeah.
If you have a second or third, yeah, you put on tzitzit on each one.
Yeah, because that is a very important point. Huh. What you just brought out was the discussion we had previously, whether or not tzitzit is a chuppah gavra or a chuppah mana. In other words, chuppah gavra means it's an obligation on the person.
Oh, it's an obligation on
but
the
person. But it is a chavis mana. It's a discussion both ways. We had this. So, if you in other words, the man doesn't have an obligation to put on a four-corner garment. A man has an obligation that if he wears a four-corner garment, he has to put on tzitzis now.
Even if he wears three.
If he's wearing three. The one does not exempt another. Mm-hmm. Right? So, back inside, he says, Mishum deloy chiva ha-toyra rak derech malbush oy derech ituf. So this is exactly addressing Tzemach's issue over here. Mm. That the Torah says, when do you put tzitzis, according to this approach now, and this is from the Mordechai, one of the Rishonim, when do you put tzitzis on a four-corner garment? That's when you are wearing it. That's when you wrap yourself with it. Mm. Not just when you are putting it on top of you. But now you see, that was my question I had earlier. Because it's not when you just put it on top of you. So then that Eitzah that the Mishru brings down, is I must be missing something, but I'm not understanding, because you see over here, that would not require you to put in Sittah. So how would that help you to say you're not wearing it? Because to say like, okay, so when you wake up from your nap, it's not a Shaila, because you don't have a Hetzah Chadas, because it's like you still had it on you. Okay, so I don't know. ויש חוק ומסביר להו דאפילו אם יציע תחתו בגד של ארבע קנפויס חי בציצס. וקושי כן דרך הלאה. Now listen to this. Tosfos disagrees. And he says, דאפילו אם יציע תחתו. Even if you put it underneath you. You hear this? You know you have like a top sheet.
Yeah.
Right? The top sheet is four corners. And even if you please says to put it underneath you.
Wow.
So let's say, for example, you have a top sheet and no blanket. And you lie down on it. Like, let me go to a hotel, I have the top sheets, right? So you lie down on it. Tosfos is saying now, wait a minute. That feeling at Siatakhla beggar the shell Albert Convoys is chai betzitzis. Vakoshkin derech halah. Even more so if you put it on top of you. Therefore, you have some Rishonim, it's Machlokes Rishonim over here, whether or not your sheet requires tzitzis. Hechriya Magen Avram diyasa keren achas agul v'yetzi alibu l'kuli alma. Says the Magen Avram, you should make one of your corners round. Now, we don't have the meaning to do that. In other words, those who use top sheets. Even a blanket, I guess, a blanket could call it squared, right? A blanket's usually squared. Although sometimes it's a rounded square, you know what I'm saying? You don't like that so much. So some blankets, I'm saying it's not like perfectly square, you know, like it's puffy, you know, and yeah, I don't know, that puffiness of it sometimes takes away of that squareness. But lamaisa, that's not the minhag to put on sheets, put on tzitzis on your sheets or on your blanket, towel. Also, like you have a large bath towel, like a beach towel. You know those big towels. You know you don't put tzitzis on those, right? But what do you do with that? You wrap it around you. Okay, so Mistama, you have to say that we're going with the Rishonim and say it's not necessary, perhaps. Achein, mashmi dvarav de'ein lahachem v'zeh rak b'sadino shel tzemer. Now there's another, like we'll call it leniency. It's only if it's a sheet that's made out of wool, sadin shel tzemer, avoloi b'shal pishto ishaminim, and but not if it's made out of linen or other types of material. And he says to understand the reasons behind this, take a look at the Prima Godim, why you would not have to put on tzitzis on these materials, on these garments. So there are some leniencies, which is basically the minhag ha'olam. Siv Gimel. Chabra says, meimasay mevarech al tzitzis b'shachar. At what point in time and of the day does a person make the bracha on the tzitzis? Meimasay mevarech al tzitzis b'shachar. Answers the mechaber the question, And this might sound familiar from those who learned the beginning of Mishnayos of Brachos. And he says, Mishayaka bein Tchelas Shabbat, Lulavan Shabbat. When the person differentiates, he's able to recognize the difference between Tchelas and Lavan. Sound familiar, right? If it's a Tchelas is on one string, and Lavan's on another string, and when it's dark in the morning, but the sun is coming up, as it is now in the summertime, when its sun rises earlier, as opposed to just a few weeks ago, when before we switched the clock, right? So it was dark in the morning. So you have to be able to differentiate between the bluish color and the white color. At that point in time, you're able to mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, which means to make the bracha on it. The Rama says, "V'im lov shoy me'alois ha'shachar ve'eloch, yesham de'mevarech alov v'chein noegin." If you put it on from alois ha'shachar, from dawn already, then there are those that say you can still make a bracha at that point in time. "V'im lov shoy koydem lachein kegoyin b'slicha yisla yivarech alov k'sheyar ha'yoyim imash esbo yivarech." So what happens if you put it on before dawn? So for those who say slichas even before alois, so he says put it on without a bracha. And when the day breaks, when it becomes day, you'll mimashish with tzitzis, you'll move the tzitzis, and then you make a bracha. It says the Mishnah here in Siv Katan Tes, bottom left, around 20 lines from the bottom. Hu hazman d'mishayira es chaver haragel imoy k'tzas berichuk arba amos v'yakirenu. And this is a time period. D'mishayira es chaver haragel imoy k'tzas berichuk arba amos v'yakirenu. So what is the way to define the time period of when you can see the difference between Tchelis and Lavan? That's, he's saying, when you're close enough, or rather I would say, when you're at a distance of four amos, just a few feet away, and you can recognize that's your friend. It's not pitch black anymore. You can see some picture of the person, and it's not too far away. It's only dalet amos. And this is discussed later on, Simon Ches, in regards to Kriya Shema. Okay, Sivkan Yod, V'chein Noy again, and this is the minig that we make the bracha by Elos HaShachar, V'ayim B'ir Grosh, HaPasak Adas HaShulchan Aruch, V'ipim Megadim Kasav, Im HaShad D'chuka HaMeik Allah HaNiach, Me'Elos HaShachar, V'eloch Ein Goyerim Boy. If a person is pressed for time, and he puts on this talus from Elos HaShachar, we don't tell him he's doing something wrong, that he should stop doing it. In fact, practically speaking, this is what people do 6 months of the year, depending where they live. It could be 8 months of the year, because they have to start davening in order to get to work, to catch the train, however they get to work. So when are they davening? They're davening, they're putting the talis already before Alois, right? 7:15, they're on the train already. It says, put it on at that time, that's one thing. Fine, that we could be lenient. But to make the bracha, it says, better to wait to make the bracha until one can differentiate between tcheles and lavan. Now, if you learn better, kainam shachar, even the person made a bracha before mode shachar, he says, lo yachzo yivarech. Now, this is very important now. The Shema halacha ki arosh, the ksus yoyim balay l'chayiv. Now we go back to Sif Aleph once again, the machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam. Because maybe the halacha is like the Rosh. What did the Rosh say? The ksus yoyim, a garment which is designated for the day, the ksus yoyim is chayiv balayla. You're obligated to wear it at night. Right? That's why the beauty of what we just did over here, which we don't always have, where the Mechaber always doesn't always bring down the Rishayim, the Machloikas like this, but it helps us understand the din, because we go back to the Rishayim and we see the Machloikas between the Rambam and the Rosh. So that's why, Lamaisa, if a person made a bracha, let's say he woke up one morning and he thought he was allowed to make the bracha in the Talis, and it was a four alois. So, if you're saying before dawn is not day, so then you would have asked me, I would have said, okay, so you have to make the bracha again. It wasn't like a shaila right before dawn. It was a good zman good time, right, that it was definitely not dawn yet. He just made a mistake. So you would think, okay, you have to make a bracha after dawn. No, that's exactly what the Mishnah was telling us. Because since the Rosh says that a ksus yoim, a garment, a beged that you wear by day, is chayiv at night, so you mekayim already the bracha. So you cannot go back and make another bracha. That's what the concern is over here. So what should you do? You mashish boy, you move it around, it's a loimar, it's yoisov, with your tzitzis, and then you make the bracha afterwards. Let's continue right away with Simin Yud Tes. Mecharis says in Simin Yud Tes, Zman Birchas Tzitzis, the time for making the bracha on the tzitzis. So this is what is really Noach's question a few minutes ago, where it says like this, Tzitzis Chayves Gavrahu, Loi Chayves Mono. Tzitzis is an obligation on the Gavra, on the person, and not on the item. What does that mean? She calls man she'ena loivish atalis. If you're not wearing a talis, it's potter mitzitzis. So then you're potter from tzitzis. if you're not wearing a talis, you're potter from tzitzis. She calls man she'ena loivish atalis is potter mitzitzis. Well, lefichach, therefore, einoy mevorich al asiyas atzitzis. You don't make a bracha on making of the tzitzis, because the mitzvah is not on the tzitzis itself. She mitzvah el b'levishosay. The mitzvah is on wearing it. Now, how do you wear it? Well, in order to wear it, you have to have somebody make it. But the mitzvah is not the making it. If I can give an example similar to the mitzvah of the sukkah. Not like Rashi, though. Rashi says you make a bracha on the sukkah. Put the Rashi's opinion aside for now. If you make a sukkah, but you never sit in a sukkah, so you're not making a shiva sukkah on sukkahs. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Aleph, Uloi Chayves Mono. Ayin Leel, take a look early in Simeon Zayin, Sivkot Hey, what we discuss on that topic. Potim Mitzitzis. So the person who is not wearing a four-corner garment is exempt from Mitzitzis. Af Agav Dechsiv, V'asu Lem Mitzitzis Lakan Fevideyem. So the Mishnah Berurah is asking a very strong question. He says, the Pasuk tells us, we say this Pasuk every single day, three times a day, to the Raisa, the Rabbanan as well, by Kriya Shema Lamita, V'asol lehem tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeim, and you should make for yourselves tzitzis on the corners of your garments. So you see, there is a mitzvah to make tzitzis.
Yeah.
It's a very good question. Mikamoka minichsiv, since the Pasuk says, minichsiv kro achrina, gedilim ta'ase loch al arba kanfas kesuscha, which means the strings, tasalach, you should make on the four corners of your garment that you cover yourself with. So the second pasuk comes to clarify to some degree what the first pasuk is referring to. The pasuk that says, you should make tzitzis on the corners of your garment. Sounds like you have to go ahead and make the tzitzis. But the second pasuk comes to tell us, gedilim tasalach, you should make strings, gedilim are strings, where al arba kanfais kisuscha, on the four corners of your garment, asher techasba, that you cover yourself, techasba means the kisut, that you cover yourself with. And therefore, it's dafka kishemiskasba, it's specifically when you cover yourself with the talis, That's when you have to put on the tzitzis on the garment when you're wearing it. I mean, obviously, put on the tzitzis before you wear it, but that's when you come to wear it, that's when you make the bracha, and that's when you have the mitzvah. Alasiyah said tzitzis, so the Mechaber told us you don't make the bracha making the tzitzis. So it's a loyim be'isa talosim be'abegim when you put the strings through the hole. Elo achakach, but rather afterwards, kimshimis atif boy mevorich lis atif. You make the bracha lehis atif. V'imnisaku achar shaloyim shoy. And if it ripped after you wore it, v'imnisaku achar shaloyim shoy. Sorich leposhtoy ulasos by tzitzis. You have to take it off and make tzitzis. Ulevorich kishachoyze loyim shoy af shaloyim shoy takeif. So in this case, the scenario is as follows. You don't make a bracha when you make your tzitzis. Therefore, im nisiku achas shalosh, if the tzitzis are ripped after you were already wearing it, tzarech l'poshto, you have to take it off, make new tzitzis, And when you put it back on, ulavarech kishachayis avloshay. Even though you're putting it on, even though you're doing this right away, you see it sits a strip, take it off, restring it, and then put it back on. So we're talking what, 6 minutes, 10 minutes in between? But you lost your mitzvah. There's no more mitzvah anymore. So then when you put it back on afterwards, so now you make a new bracha. Sif katan dalet, there's a mitzvah only when you wear it, explains the Mishnah Brura. Wadin, so too, b'mezuzah. The kaimolon, chayves adarhi, there's an obligation on one who lives in the room to put on the mezuzah. Ein levarech al mezuzah rak kishu nichnas lador ba'abayis tekef miyad. Ein levarech al mezuzah, you should not make a bracha on the mezuzah. Rak only kishu nichnas lador ba'abayis, only when you go to live in the house, immediately. The oz u'mamish dumidah atifa, that's similar now to a case of a talus, of wrapping yourself with a talus. Or when you already live there. Then that's when you have to put on your mezuzah. If you look into the Magen Avraham properly and clearly, you'll see that the understanding of the Magen Avraham as well. And Emet Hashem, we continue with Sif Beis. Do we have time here? You know, we have time. We have time. We'll continue with Sif Beis right now. Also tell us that tzayrich tachrichin. Okay, listen. Rabbi, there'll be a day after 120, and he says a person makes a talis for his shrouds. Le'aleinu, you should know these things, right? But lemaisa, he makes a talis for his shrouds. Afa b'shaloyushoy lefam mechayov, even though he wears these tachrichin, and why is he wearing this tachrichin? I don't know. But he's wearing them when he's alive, during the day, it's still potter. Why? Why is it potter? So, we're going to say, I have to understand the machleg is between the Ram and Rosh once again. Look at the Sif Kadon Hey. Achrein the maski, the dafka ladasa rosh, the paita le'el sim yudches, ksusam yuchel lalayla, afilu biyoim. That's only according to the Rosh, that he's potter because it's a ksus which is designated for the night. The ksus amichul alaylo, ksus which is designated for the night, even during the day, is exempt. And the tachrichin are considered to be like what? Like night garments. Sharei mace is potter mitzvahs because the mace is potter mitzvahs. I mean, I think what he's saying is, Macharus didn't like the pshat I was saying, but I'll share with you anyway. I think what he's saying is that when a person is a mace, it's like he's sleeping. Right? That's what I understood. He's saying that that's not what the words say. The words say he's potter for mitzvahs. Right? But I want to suggest that that's what he means by that. Because, for example, when we sleep when we're alive, so it's like 1/60th of death. When the person sleeps when he's not alive, he's totally dead. So, but he's sleeping. Right? He's sleeping. What do they say? If they rest in peace, right? They're sleeping. Right? So if a person's sleeping, he's not chayv in tzitzis. That's the understanding here. However, according to the Rambam, the mechayv ksus laylo bayoyim, gam bezeh chayv, but according to the Rambam, that is, right, that is, the ksus laylo is chayv bayoyim, then here also, gam bezeh is chayv. He's also chayv here. Lefichach, l'didon, according to us, yase bay tzitzis v'leivarech. You should make yasa by tzitzis. You should make the tzitzis on it, but don't make a bracha. So a person's wearing the tachrichim by day, he, according to this understanding, he should put tzitzis on it, but don't make a bracha. Why shouldn't you make a bracha? Because of the Rosh's reason, you don't make a bracha. You have to keep the Rosh in mind and taking the Rosh into account. But why do you put on tzitzis? Because you have to keep the Rambam in account, right? But you don't make a bracha because of the Rosh. A person wants to sell a four-cornered garment, and his purpose of wearing it is to show, like the merchandise, this is the days of four mannequins, so he's showing his wares, he's showing his merchandise. He's potter, he does not have to make a bracha, he's potter from tzitzis even, he's potter from putting on tzitzis. Okay, fine. V'im loyvesh oysan lahavir bazeh If he's wearing it because this way he saves himself from tax money, because if you, instead of bringing in an extra garment in a bag, but he's wearing the garment, then it could be he has ischayv now in tzitzis, because it's just like by the case of kalayim as well in the Mishnah in Meseches Kalayim. He brings over here shekevan she'ein sarich l'shalim meches b'ham begadim shaloyish b'hem im kein mechavin l'levisha afapi she'ein mechavin l'chimum. So by the case of the kalayim, as the Mechatzis Shekel brings the name of the Shachin Yeredeya Simon Shin Aleph Sifkon Ches, that since a person is wearing the beged, the clothing, shekevan she'ein sarich l'shalim meches b'ham begadim shaloyish b'hem, from the clothing that he's wearing, his intention is to wear it. Because by wearing it, I save myself from tax. So therefore he's chayiv, even though he's not intending, that's the case by Kalayim, to warm himself up. Mitzvah Shem, continue with Simin Chof the next year.